Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome on board. Glad to have you here with us today. Give us a call at 570-743-9565. Talk about what's on your mind, and we've got some things we can talk about, too. We have a call coming in already, so we're off to a flying start this morning. On The Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. And I was told yesterday you no longer have to put the www out in front of that, just sunburymotors.com. They're so well known that it'll get you right through. Our phone number again is 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. On The Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, parts department, body shop, alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. How about that? Check them out. Just sunburymotors.com. And let's see. Again, our phone number is 570-743-9565. We have one caller on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Stan from Danville.
Yes,
I know
Stan.
You said your computers are down.
It appears my socket is not working. The sign came up and said my socket isn't working. A lot of things I have aren't working, but one of them is my socket.
Okay, as long as it's not your hip socket, you're good. So yesterday the plea deal with Hunter Biden went down in flames, and that's possibly done on purpose.
Why do you say that?
Well, if they can have a continuing investigation into Hunter Biden, he will never be brought before Congress to testify because of the ongoing investigation, as they say, because we all know that we never get any straight answers out of the FBI director or the DO, you know, the attorney general, because there's always ongoing investigations.
Right.
So that's why they're doing this, because if they had to get Hunter in there under oath, I believe that he would implicate his father. Either that, he would be, you know, commit more perjury.
Okay, well, there's certainly some concern here, and I think the judge, and I'm trying to read this as fairly and impartially as possible, and I did look at both Fox News and CNN coverage this morning. I thought CNN was particularly fair in their coverage, at least online, the story they wrote about the deal falling apart. And I think the fact that there's some confusion over whether or not this would preclude him from being charged in the future on other matters is a very important distinction, and the judge was right to call that out.
Right. I think I've seen that would have gave him immunities in future investigations in perpetuity.
Yeah, and that's
Wouldn't
not
you
right.
like a sweetheart deal like that?
Well, sure. But typically those plea deals involve you telling the truth. And I think that would include all matters, not just the matters that are up before them at the moment. I don't see how they could possibly extend him immunity for things he hasn't even been charged with yet.
All right, because I'm sure there's a lot to charge him with, but we'll find out in the future. But what did the judge tell him? He needs to get a job, get off the drugs and alcohol, and I guess he's supposed to be doing drug testing since he pled guilty. I mean, not guilty. Sorry.
Well, when the deal started falling apart, the CNN story I read this morning said that Hunter looked agitated and concerned. and I would think he would be. I think he thought he had a sweetheart deal that was going to get him off the hook for everything, and now suddenly he finds that the judge, who incidentally was appointed by Donald Trump but had bipartisan support when she was nominated and selected for the bench. So, you know, you can't really just say, oh, it's a Trump judge that did this. It's not. It's a Trump judge who had support across the board.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That Trump judge is also known to be a Democrat, from the last thing I heard. But well, they're also, that's their line with the prosecuting attorney there. He was nominated by Trump, and he was a Republican, but he had to be okay with the two senators from Delaware. They kind of promoted him. So that tells me a lot, too.
Well, I think from what I saw, she was fair. She was trying to make sure that she understood the deal. One of the other complaints she had was that she could have something to say about the gun charge, but not the tax evasion charges. And yet they wanted her to come back if there was some problem down the road. They wanted her to adjudicate it. And she said, why would I want to do that when I have no control over the original plea deal? And I think she's right. Why would she?
They were trying to take all her power away.
Well, I don't know whether it was that so much as it was they were hoping that she would just rubber stamp this thing, and she refused to do it. Good for her.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you have Hunter's attorneys calling up the local courthouse trying to get things removed from the statements for his plea deal the other day, that's not a good thing either.
That
torqued her off a little bit, too.
And I was surprised that didn't come up, or at least I didn't hear any reporting on that this morning, that was part of the discussion yesterday.
Well, she probably wouldn't announce that irritated her as much, because then they would say bias, and all that. But, you know, Hunter, there's video of Hunter's lawyer out on his balcony having a hit of a good bong recently. So,
really?
There was reports that Hunter was actually with him when that was going on. He was visiting his lawyer, so I don't know. Now, that's the report, so I won't tell you that's 100% true. Now, the guy in the picture sure looks like his attorney, but he definitely was hitting on a bong. So what was in that bong? Maybe it was just some good Turkish tobacco.
Well, I mean, there are concerns here. I mean, we really need to get to the bottom of whether or not Joe Biden and his son collected millions of dollars in illegal foreign payments. And I think the thing that concerns me the most is Karine Jean-Pierre's assertion that nothing has changed, but she now says that the president was never in business with his son. And she said nothing has changed, but yet everybody is perfectly clear that Joe Biden said he had never even discussed foreign business deals with his son. So,
exactly. That was the first question. Did you ever discuss your Hunter's business deals? That was the question that was asked. Never anything about whether he was in business with him that I can recall ever being asked. And he never denied anything like that, because he was never asked that question.
Well, I think Joe was asked about his connection to his son's business dealings, and he volunteered that he had never even talked to him about them. So, I mean, that's a
right.
Self-inflicted wound, if it is a wound in fact.
Well, the story keeps changing, so
yeah.
Who knows? Just like the cocaine story kept changing and changing, and we'll never know who it is, so that just leads us to speculate where that stuff came from in the White House.
Well, that's true, but they were able to identify everybody who participated in the January 6th riot. I'm amazed they can't find out who was bringing cocaine into one of the most secure buildings in the world.
All right, well, they still haven't found out who planted the bombs at the DNC and RNC on January 5th of 2021.
Well, then maybe somebody needs to get better investigative skills. What do you think?
Well, I think it's all on purpose, but
okay.
That's just me.
Hey.
You know, the tinfoil hat's getting tighter. So.
Okay, Stan, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call.
All right, you have a good one.
Take
yep.
care. Bill, hang on 1 minute, but I want to play a little cut yesterday from Karine Jean-Pierre's White House briefing, what she said at the start regarding Hunter Biden.
Now, I know many people have been following the news in Delaware today and we're going to have a lot of questions. And so here's what I'll say at the top before I turn it over to my colleague, the Admiral. Hunter Biden is a private citizen, and this was a personal matter for him. As we have said, the president, the first lady, they love their son, and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life. This case was handled independently, as all of you know, by the Justice Department under the leadership of a prosecutor appointed by the former president, President Trump. So for anything further, as you know, and we've been very consistent from here, I'd refer you to the Department of Justice and to Hunter's representatives, who is his legal team, obviously, who can address any of your questions.
And Hunter's legal team so far has not done that. As far as I know, they have not made a public statement. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark this morning. You want to talk about Hunter too, huh?
Yeah, well, after that recording, you have to understand it said that they were private dealings, Pierre said. You have to understand, he flew on Air Force One, Air Force Two, rather, when he was vice president. All right? That involves taxpayers. All right? They make it like Trump appointed this judge, only this judge, and he appointed this judge with the sole purpose of coming after Hunter and Biden, right? Trump appointed over 3,000 judges, over 3,000, right? A lot of good judges. And the spin on this, and the coup is being exposed, Onion, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It is crazy how the coup is, they spin everything, and, you know, everything's the Trumpster's fault. They're not going to say how they do everything. We're on the verge of losing Taiwan. China is going to, you know, 3 months. I mean, we could be in some serious trouble by the end of the year as a country, financially and everything else. And I believe wholeheartedly in conspiracy theories. I believe in conspiracy theories. They're just going to hang Hunter out to dry, and with Robert Kennedy and JFK, and they're going to say Biden, due to the stress of his son, he passed away in his sleep, and they're going to try to make all this disappear. That's how corrupt they are. That is how corrupt they are. The Hillary conspiracies with her and everybody that came in contact with her. It's all Trump. When he said he was going to drain the swamp, he's exposed the swamp. This next time around, when he gets in there, he knows where the bodies are buried and what's going on. He had terrible advisors the first round. This round, he's going to take care of business, and they fear him in the worst way.
Well,
they'll do whatever they got to do.
You know, I think we could get by without Donald Trump being our president. And I know you've said before...
We have to get him.
On the program before that we're going to go down the tubes if we don't reelect him as our president.
On the world level, yeah, we have to get him.
Well, I think there are a lot of good people out there who could do a wonderful job as president of the United States. I mean, the only person in this whole country qualified to be president isn't Donald Trump. There are a lot of people out there who could bring something new to the table, fresh thinking, fresh eyes, and yet adopt the kind of policies Trump did without the baggage that he brought to the job.
The baggage was, if a Trump appointed that judge or any other judge, the next day they would attack them. They would send investigators out to try to blackmail anybody he appointed when he first got into office. So he would appoint somebody on TV. 3 days later, they resigned because the Democrats were coming after him. Said, listen, you take this position, we're going to expose you. This happened. Anybody that Trump, if he would call into your show, you'd be investigated. This is how they work. And as far as, look back and see what he's done in 4 years as far as trade and putting America and the jobs and the border and America. There's no one above him.
Oh, yes. You could say right now that the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in years. Before Donald Trump's, the economy, consumer confidence is up this time around. Inflation is moderating. So, I mean, you can't say that Joe Biden has been a total failure in what he's done.
What is Joe Biden doing on the back end, though? He's giving this country away.
Well, I mean, that's another matter.
On the back end, you know what our oil reserve? He drained our oil reserve, right? They said that them salt mines the United States has, they were only projected to be drained and filled 5 times. After that, I think they're on number 5, right? And it's at the point where we might not even be able to have an oil reserve.
Well,
and
I thought
be
I heard
solely dependent on other countries because we can't even stockpile our oil.
I thought I heard another story that we were, in fact, replenishing our oil supply after having drained some of it.
This might be the last go-around. If you look into it, them oil reserves and them salt mines, they're rated only for like five, get empty five times and refill five times. And I think we're on number five.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, so you may be right. But it certainly would be a concern. But look, let's face it. Joe Biden has not been the greatest president we've ever had. Far from it. Donald Trump was, I think, great on policy, terrible on other things. You know, I'd like to see somebody who could combine Joe Biden's likability, if you will, and most people seem to think he's likable one way or another, with President Trump's policies.
Hair-sniffing pedophile.
What we need is Ronald Reagan again.
Ronald Reagan was all that. He's right now, he's number one. I mean, he's number one. Trump's up there. You cannot put Obama and Biden in the top 20 greatest presidents. You cannot do it. Obama is the corrupt, and Biden's right there with him. Obama started all this.
I was going to say, you could do it, Bill, but you might be wrong.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. We appreciate your call, as always, sir.
Is deep, very deep.
We'll give you the last word.
Yeah, watch the Democrats. Joe Biden's going to fall asleep. I don't mean no ill harm towards him. I hope he lives to 155. But the coup is bigger than you think it is. And they have proven themselves time after time with the corruption and the FBI and the CIA. They all have to be cleared. And the weaponizing the IRS with 86,000 agents that are allowed to carry guns and the ammunition that they have purchased, they're coming. They're going to do in-house audits. They're coming to get your guns down the road. I mean, it's coming. The police state is here. It's already here.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We appreciate your call, as always. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. Give us a call to get right on through. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM first. We have a couple of texts. We'll get to them, and we have some more interesting stuff to talk about. But we want to hear from you this morning at 570-743-9565.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Hey everybody, Art Thomas here, president of MechTech Incorporated and Diversified Construction. You know, our commercials are always so serious, telling you about the work we do, except for the ones we did about the crapper. Remember those? Well, I thought, why don't we take a break from all this nose to the grindstone stuff and have a little fun? We're going to have a customer appreciation event at Eclipse Craft Brewing on Tuesday, October 3rd. So save the date. If you are one of our customers or vendors, or ever have been, or think that someday you might be, you're invited. We're teaming up with Haven Ministry Sunbury that night to raise money for their mission and construction expansion project. That evening from 4:30 to 7, all the pizza, snacks, and drinks are on us as a thank you for being our partner. All you have to do to get in the door is bring a donation to Haven Ministry. Any amount will be graciously accepted. As always at our parties, there will be lots of door prizes, good food, and great networking for all. Be sure to listen for more details later this summer.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penn Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penn Teledata.
At Christ Wesleyan Church, there are real people of all ages finding hope, joy, and meaningful experiences. Since the very first week, I have felt welcomed and accepted.
I've made a lot of friends at Kidway, and I just can't wait to go back every week.
Christ Wesleyan is a safe place to learn, grow, and connect.
Every week, I feel like I'm learning so much and growing in my faith.
With campuses in Milton and Sunbury, Christ Wesleyan is a place for you to belong. Find us online and watch a live worship service at cwc.life. Christ Wesleyan, sharing the light.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. And our number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. We'll get to those texts in just a minute, but a caller is on the line, Eric from Port Treverton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call, Joe. Ooh, previous caller. Wow. Okay, so let me try to click off the points, at least, and I come in a little late here. The Democrats are going to assassinate the standing president. They're arming all of the 85,000 IRS agents to come out and take away our guns. Is that what he said?
That's not exactly what I heard, but if that's what you heard.
Well, I heard 85,000, I heard arming them, and I heard something about taking our guns away.
Well, so, he did mention that some of these IRS agents will be armed, and that's a fact that's been reported in the news media over the past few weeks and months.
Interesting. Just think, okay, that's a viewpoint. I want to talk a little about something else. So Rudy Giuliani, and I had a lot of respect for the man when 9/11. He was, I believe he was the mayor of New York City during 9/11. Am I correct on that?
You are.
He had been, okay. And the way he stood up and was pretty much a good guy and got, you know, helped get New York through that whole thing. But when he then went over to the Trump side, let's call it, and all the things that's happened and what he was forced to do or co-opted into doing, but he just now admitted or refuses to refute that he made up stuff about the Georgia election workers. That came out today. Whether he faces whatever, I guess there's a lawsuit involved and so forth. But I'm just wondering, Joe, and I'm not sure of this, how many of the administration or, people who Donald Trump supposedly took advice from are still part of his camp that he left over from when he was president? Any of them not in jail or under indictment or are still around? How many good Republicans has he taken down by his shenanigans?
Well, I don't think that a candidate has as many people on his staff as a president does by a large measure, but I'm sure there must be some people that are still with him that were with him when he was president. I don't know who they are.
His kids, and I think some of his kids are even out now, right? I mean, he had his kids, right?
Well,
you know, kids and son-in-law and so on and so forth, but, you know, and of course the theorists, like the previous caller, will say, well, that's because they've all been prosecuted and gone after and everything. And I say it on this program once, and I'll say it again and keep on saying it. My eyes don't lie. What I saw on all the networks, and including Fox, which happened on January 6th, you know, cannot be refuted. And one of the callers, the stand, will say, oh, yeah, but you didn't see all of it. Well, I saw enough of it. I saw enough of it to know that that person who did that, who did anything in their power to stay in power, is not the president, to be the duly elected president of the United States ever again. It's the same thing, and then people call in and rail against me. Go right ahead. How much does I'm going to make America great again sound like exactly what Adolf Hitler was saying in Germany? You know, bring about the Third Reich.
Well, he said today Germany, tomorrow the world. That's not exactly the same thing as make America great.
Well, some people seem to think that Donald Trump's going to be the answer to our policy issues. The previous caller seems to think that Donald Trump will get in and handle everything. I'll remind everybody that Donald Trump made that toady in North Korea pertinent. It was after he went over there and elevated him up by going and visiting his country, basically a third world country, and he was played like a cheap fiddle over there that elevated North Korea to where they're at now. And because of that, they got a little taste of it. Now they keep rattling the saber.
But that's,
you know,
what they were doing before Trump took office. That's
how
what he went over there to stop, huh?
And how did that work out, Joe?
Well, he did behave himself while Trump was president.
He did?
Yes, he did.
I don't see it that way.
Well, I see
So what you're saying that way is Donald Trump would be reelected, then we'd have no trouble with North Korea. That's what you're saying? That's your supposition?
I know Donald Trump took a lot of flack for meeting with all these despots, all these terrible human beings. But, you know, what would you rather do, talk to somebody or fight with them? If there's some chance for a diplomatic breakthrough, isn't it worth taking before we put American troops in harm's way? I think that's what you certainly can't say Donald Trump was a warmonger. He did what he could to extract us from these situations.
He went over there and, in my perspective, elevated that guy beyond where he should have been and reinforced with him, hey, if I do these things, boy, look at me now. I'm going to continue to shoot rockets towards Japan, which is one of our trade partners and also one we have declared we will protect because after disarming them after World War II.
He hasn't hit anything. He hasn't hit anybody.
And exactly right. He hasn't, but we keep hearing about it, and he's nothing but a little toady in a little country which was defeated and is starving their people to death. We keep elevating and reinforcing that kind of mindset. And Donald Trump did that by going over there and visiting them. Why didn't they do a third place? Why didn't they go to a neutral place like Switzerland or somewhere? No,
but
Donald Trump went over there to his backyard and elevated it.
You're forgetting that American presidents have traditionally engaged with these people who are less than stellar international leaders. Look at all they did to try and bring Idi Amin into the fold of international relations and make him a good citizen. Didn't work, but we tried. I think we have to try that before we start declaring war on people. I don't think we can ever afford to let another Hitler rise again. We're going to have to stop them. But I think we start by talking to them. And if we don't talk to them, we never know where they're coming from, what their wants are, what their aspirations are for their people, or maybe whether or not they're just crazy. But we need to find out, don't we? And you can't do that without talking to people.
Did the President of the United States go to Entebbe and meet with Idi Amin?
No, but he came to the United States, if you recall.
Okay, I would have felt much better if that despot had come to the United States on our home ground. No, President Trump went over there, and by even being over there and showing all the, you know, everything elevated a person, I still think he was played like a cheap fiddle, and what has happened since that time bears me out. And you will say, well, the president had been still in power when it happened.
But you forget that the South Korea was in favor of him having those talks. They would like to see the situation de-escalated over there.
South Korea was in favor of the President of the United States going over there to
They were
Pyongyang.
In favor of him engaging with Little Rocket Man, as he calls him.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember his name either because...
Kim Jong-un. It's Kim Jong-un.
The third of the fourth who last time I heard it, had like 16 holes in one, the fastest guy in the country, and that guy's nuts, as his dad was and his grandfather was. And,
well,
you know,
neither one of them were decent people. His grandfather, or what they called him, dear leader. I mean,
let's face it, it's
a personality cult. That's always very dangerous. The fact that they subjugate their people, that's very dangerous, too. You know, mm-hmm. And we talk about we're all for a democracy, we're all for free elections, and we're all for people being able to make their own destinies. But, you know, yet on the other hand, sometimes we can't enforce that without going to war, without sending troops in harm's way. And I think I would certainly rather see us negotiate and try to talk to these people before we start bombing them.
But would you say the situation between us and North Korea is better now or worse now than since when he been visited?
Well, I think it's worse now.
I agree.
And I think it's because Joe Biden doesn't have the stamina to stand up to him.
No, Joe Biden has the common sense not to go over to a despot's backyard and elevate him up.
So what's
Keep
he
down right. where he belongs?
So what's and I we're going to have to move along here. But so what's he
sure.
what's he
yeah.
done? What has he done to de-escalate Kim Jong-un's behavior? What has he done?
What he's done is focus where there is more of an opportunity to hold communism back and hold aggression back, and that's in the Ukraine. And I know people call and keep talking about,
You think what he's doing in the Ukraine is holding back Kim Jong-un in North Korea? I understand
that we only have so many resources, okay, and he has to pick one of them, okay? And that's where he's picking. And also, our Navy is very active over there in the Straits in defending Taiwan. I believe we just popped up three nuclear submarines all at the same time for the first time in history over in that area to show what we were willing to do for that.
My question wasn't about the Chinese. It was about North Korea and what Joe Biden has done to neutralize him. My answer
I'm
to
talking
my question,
about that whole region.
My answer to that question is Joe Biden has done nothing. He hasn't done a thing.
Of course he has. Our armed forces. Didn't you hear what I just said? For the first time in history, three nuclear submarines popped up at the same time in a show of force.
Well, not off North Korea's coast. They're in the China Sea, aren't they?
Okay, so yeah. So definitely out of missile range of there, right? No, well, what we're showing is you throw missiles at us, and we can throw bigger missiles back at you.
Okay, well, that sounds like an age-old proposition. Hey, thanks, Eric. We'll give you the last word.
Okay, what you said was President Biden wasn't doing anything, and I said, as our commander-in-chief, he is doing things, and you want to refute that.
No,
and I'm giving you examples
all
of what
I
he
said
did.
To you, we're going to be talking about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin here in a minute. But the simple fact is, I asked you what Joe Biden had done to curtail or curb Kim Jong-un, and you're telling me what he's done in China and the Ukraine and everywhere else except what he's done in Korea. And you're telling me that it's much worse now since President Trump's out of office. If it's much worse, why isn't that the focus of Biden's attention?
No, what I told you was it is much worse since President Trump elevated that toady up by visiting him in some country. That's what I said.
All right, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
We agree to disagree, my good friend.
Okay, thanks a lot, Eric. Always appreciate your call.
Uh-huh.
Take care. Call again. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. The hotlines are open, so give us a call. Kim from Millersburg sends an email. She says, Joe, you mentioned the unemployment rate as being the lowest ever under Biden. Well, I said the lowest in the last 5 years. I may be wrong on forever and ever. While this may be true, do you realize that by far the growth in jobs has been in government, not in the private sector? And these jobs have been created with borrowed money to grow the administrative state. It's not healthy for the economy. This won't lead to long-term economic growth. As far as inflation coming down, this is also true. But the price of everything has already grown and been locked in at higher prices than those on fixed incomes can afford. Prices are now only rising slower than before. Prices are not coming down. So a lower rate of inflation just means that damage is slowing. Things are no longer affordable for those of modest means. And Kim, you're right. I don't disagree with a word you wrote there. But I do think that there are some positive signs in the economy. The fact that the inflation rate has stopped soaring makes me happy. I mean, granted, I don't like paying for food, the price I'm paying for food today, and I don't think anybody does. I don't like the fact the gas went up 7 cents a gallon in the last week. Was it $3.65 forever? Now it's $3.76, something like that. So I mean, you're right. There are some bad signs too, and there are certainly costs that many people on fixed incomes can't afford today. Folks have to make a choice between whether to eat or get their prescriptions, and that's not a choice we want any American to have to make. And then one of our texters says, Joe, Trump is the only Republican that can withstand all the arrows shot at him. All other Republicans would fold like a cheap suit. I don't think so. All right. Contemporary theories are today's current events, or conspiracy theories are today's current events. And then our final text says, the fairy tales being told from the podium in the Washington press room are award worthy. Well, she certainly has been giving us some unusual quotes. We've got to take a break. We'll be back, and we invite your calls at 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You can shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Do you Deep in the heart of central Pennsylvania sits your oasis at Nottingham Village, a senior living community where you will enjoy a highly maintained 100-acre campus with gorgeous views of the valley in a serene environment. They have a host of modern amenities within a beautiful country setting. Nottingham Village offers maintenance-free living in their country houses, personal care, and independent living apartments in their retirement center. For those needing a higher level of care, they offer skilled nursing. And for your loved ones with memory problems, Heather Court offers a safe and secure neighborhood apartment lifestyle. Medical, dental, and pharmacy services, as well as a new physiotherapy rehabilitation facility, are all available right on the campus. So call Al Seidel today at 570-473-8366 for a complete list of services, dining options, and much more. Nottingham Village.
Lisa Barrett, what in tarnation is going on here?
Oh, they're all buyers clamoring for homes, and there are just not enough to go around.
Well, let's go get some listing. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. I'm here with Lisa Barrick, and this mob of people want to buy your house, so we're coming in.
Oh, my stars, I am so sorry. Chad, that is not the way it's done.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
If you're in the market to sell, contact me, Lisa Barrick, to schedule a calm and professional valuation of your home at CobaltBankerPen1.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. But our text lines and emails are jumping this morning. Tom says, and this is an email, well, the show once again showed its true colors. Not one mention of the Mitch McConnell episode. I will guarantee that if it would have been Joe Biden, it would have been the number one topic. Yes, I know, Joe, you didn't see it or hear anything. How convenient. I actually didn't see the cut of Mitch McConnell, apparently staring blankly ahead for 20 seconds, saying he felt lightheaded. But, you know, that is a concern. The same, there was a report this morning on Gordon Deal's program, America's First News, and it talked about the fact that the average age of the congressional delegation in Washington, the Senate, is something like 64 years old. And that's not really old, but it's getting up there. And Mitch McConnell has been there for a long time. His residents send him back, just as Joe Biden's residents sent him back. Should there be an age limit, or should there be some kind of a test for, what do you want to call it, mental acuity, if you will, or physical abilities? I mean, they all have to undergo physicals, or they undergo physicals, but there's nothing that says that if you're sick, you can't serve as a member of the Senate or the Congress. Look at Dianne Feinstein. She's still hanging on, I believe, and she certainly is impaired, at least physically, to a great extent. So we have these issues, and Mitch McConnell is certainly up there. What is he, 81 or something like that? I forget how old he is. Maybe he's even older than that. And it is concerning when somebody has a mental lapse. I don't want to say a mental break, but a mental lapse like that. And it is a concern when someone's age gets to the point that they may not be able to perform their job. But, Tom, that's the same argument we're having about Joe Biden. And you seem more than willing to bring it up about Mitch McConnell. But every time we talk about Joe Biden's possible, I won't say dementia, but possible slipping a step or two here and there mentally, you don't want to talk about that. But yes, it's a concern. Mitch McConnell is a concern. And staring off into space for 20-some seconds until finally one of his colleagues, I'm told, leaned in and asked if he was okay. So what should we do with him, Tom? Should we put him out to pasture, tell him to resign? Or should we tell him that, you know, go get some help? And then Pete says, this is another email, Chris, as usual, is wrong about everything he spews. I think you may mean Eric, because Chris hasn't called this morning. Obama told Trump that one of his biggest threats was North Korea. Yeah, you're definitely talking about Eric here, Pete. Trump calms the tension with North Korea now. He is the bad guy. Trump could give this guy $1 million, and he would have an issue because it's outside the denominations he would like. Only fools believe that Biden is doing anything productive. I will leave you with this. Vote for Tim Scott. Well, I can agree with that 100%, Pete. You and I are on the same page there. Dan, you're on the phone from New Berlin. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. You know, I don't think Eric has to worry too much. I think the way things are going, America will never be great again. I hate to say that. I love this country. There's no place I'd rather live in the whole world. But the way it's gone will never be great. And you know, I can't understand why people like Eric cannot see what's going on right before their very eyes.
What's going on? What's going on?
Look at Afghanistan. You know, Biden pulled out of there, made a real mess. Right now, the women over there have to veil again. They're cutting down the women's schools. They're not allowed to get any education. It's just going back to the way it was before we went in there, which we should have never went in there. I don't. We had our head someplace where it shouldn't be when we went in there, and it's just back to the way it was, maybe even worse. And that's just one of the many things that Biden did that was crazy. Which Trump had a plan to get us out, and there would have been a small contingency of Americans there to make sure things didn't drift back to the way it was. But I wish we had never went there in the first place. Biden got us in another war. Why don't any of your lefty callers bring that up? Never. Got us in another war. We're going in deeper and deeper.
I assume you're talking about the Ukraine.
Yep, exactly.
Don't we stand up for people? Don't we stand up for people who are being invaded by some outside power? Isn't that what we do here in this country? Don't we stand up for them?
No, we don't. We watch our own country. We worry about what's going on here. We found out what it's like to get involved with other people. This is what I was talking about, Afghanistan. We really helped, didn't we, over there? We did a wonderful thing, right?
Well, in Afghanistan? I think we did what we needed to do at the time. The problem is that now we've gone and left the people that we wanted to get out of there in charge of the place.
Yeah, but they have a lot of confidence in American help. I bet they say, boy, the Americans really helped us. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, we don't need to get involved with these other places like we have been. If that would have been Trump getting us involved in Ukraine, you can imagine the outcry. But now the lefties have their Ukraine flags blowing in the wind. They don't put up an American flag, but they'll have the Ukraine flag blowing in the wind.
But don't you
imagine that?
Don't you remember? Maybe you're, well, neither one of us were around at that time, I don't think. But in the build-up to World War II, a guy named Charles Lindbergh led an America First movement. And we were going to stay out of foreign wars, and we were going to stay as an isolationist country. That didn't work. And even back in the 40s and 30s, we got drug into international affairs. And we can't stand by today with our head in the sand and hope everything will go around us, because it won't go around us.
There's no reason we need to get involved in Ukraine. If Trump would have been in office, we'd have never got in that war. He actually talked to Putin and them over there. It would have never happened. And by the way, which won't happen, I know he won't get in. If he would, he'd get us out of there. But that's not the plan. That's not the way it's going to go. And you know what, Eric? Don't have to worry. America will never be great again. Look at us now. We're not great. We're not going to become great because it's not in the intention of the leaders to make us great. They want to make us part of a global government with what the ending goal is. They're not for national Americanism. They're for global government. And it's going to happen. And Joe, you could easy be here and see it.
Well, I hope you're wrong, and I think you're wrong, but I still understand where you're coming from. I understand why people feel like you do, but I don't think we're going to hell in a handbasket quite yet. I think the handbasket's sitting there, and we know where hell is located, but we haven't started to make the trip, and I hope we never do.
Everything's in order.
I think
everything's set up.
Okay, well, I think there are a lot of good Republican candidates for president who could solve some of our problems without Donald Trump's baggage.
No. He's the only one that's not part of the establishment. Everyone running, is except him, is part of the establishment. They won't change a thing. He's the only one that's not part of it. He don't need their money. They can't buy him. That's why they're mad. That's why they knew they could never buy Donald Trump. He don't need their filthy lucre. And that's, they do not want him in there. And they get people, they get good Republicans, as they quote unquote good Republicans, to rail against him when he's the only one that could actually make America great. But Joe, it's not in the cards. I just don't have no confidence that that's in the cards.
Okay, well, I hope you're wrong.
And you can see the great new reset coming on.
Okay,
Dan, and everything's in order.
We got to move on.
Global government.
Okay, Dan, we got to move on. Thank you.
All right, you have a great one.
You too. We got to take our final break of the day. Still time for your call, 570-743-9565. Got lots of emails and texts. We'll get to everything right after this.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Raising your grandchildren or a loved one's children is an honor that allows them to live, grow, and thrive among family. Providing a safe, loving home is rewarding and challenging, but you're not alone. Pennsylvania Kin Connector is here to help kinship families. Kin Connector is a free resource of skilled, compassionate professionals who will connect you to services, training, and support groups. Call 1-866-546-2111 or visit kinconnector.org today.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, keep your eyes on the road, but listen up, because I've got some exciting PA Turnpike information coming in hot. Get this. Easy Pass can save drivers nearly 60% on PA Turnpike tolls. And as a big-time road pro, I'm telling you, that's a lot of savings. Find a local retailer at paturnpike.com and get your own Easy Pass today. Okay, eyes on the road. Bye.
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer skills in these matters.
Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Chris from Milton, you are on the mark, sir. Good morning.
Here, I always thought it was Mark laughing when Dan was speaking.
I beg your pardon? I wasn't laughing at Dan. I was just, you know, he's got some...
Being amused by him.
Well, I think that, you know, he's very serious in what he believes, and I can respect that just as I respect what you believe, although I don't always agree with you. But sometimes I find, you know, people who believe we're headed to hell in a handbasket and that the world is going to come to an end in this country, I have more faith in us as a people than maybe some of them do.
Yes, it's, but the idea that Trump is the one who can save us, the guy who, tried to overthrow an election that, on false evidence that no court would accept, is the guy who's going to save our democracy. That seems a little crazy to me.
Well, you know, there again, that's, well, let's wait and see what the charges are, if any, and whether or not he winds up facing any kind of criminal activity.
I'm talking about the charges, just what's obvious already, like Rudy Giuliani conceded that he lied about the two Georgia women who were, or was that Baltimore, where they were...
I think it was George.
Passing out drugs and counting Democratic votes twice and so forth in his court case.
I thought it was Georgia, but I may be wrong on that.
It might be. I don't think it was Georgia. Well, it might have been. Yeah, it could have been Georgia. You might be right there. Georgia or wherever. But, and Trump still has that stuff up on his website, I am told. I didn't go there personally, so I can't swear to it. And it just shows what evidence he was using, and he was even telling people that he lost, apparently, and but he didn't want to admit it in public because it was too humiliating.
Well,
and of course, they get all upset over what happened with Trump and the Department of Justice, but you know, it was Department of Justice that probably got him elected by violating their own policy of 30 or 60 days before an election. You don't do anything that could influence the political climate relative to people running. And they did that to Hillary because they were afraid they'd be yelled at by the Trump people afterwards, and they didn't want to be.
Well, you know, all of our elections...
Rudy Giuliani kind of orchestrated that, from what I understand, by his friends in the FBI in New York.
And what about Hillary and the dossier funding that? I mean, isn't that bad, too? It's all bad, really, I think.
What's bad about doing research on your opponent?
Well, if you make it up, it's pretty bad, and that's what she did.
Well, they didn't make it up.
Oh, come on. That's been, even everybody.
It was not
admits,
made up, was it?
Everybody admits the Steele dossier was a tissue of lies and innuendo.
Well, it's a tissue of unconfirmed things, but not necessarily disproven, except in a couple cases.
A couple cases. Well, if I tell you five facts and three of them are wrong, what do you think about the other
they
two?
They said they raided the P story in the hotel. They said they found no confirmation for that, but he did get told that by somebody in the hotel, I believe it was, or in the Russian government, and he reported it. But he said that he found no confirmation of it whatsoever, and it was his lowest rated thing for possibly being true.
Well, let's face it, politics can
be
dirty.
He did that, Joe.
Politics?
He actually did that. So do you understand why I don't buy your story about the Russian hoax?
Politics can, well, I'm not, it's not my story. It's been reported in the media that it was a tissue of lies. Even the FBI admits that they didn't follow their own procedures.
Look carefully and see what's been confirmed, what's been
Even the FBI admitted, Chris,
because you're wrong about that.
Chris, even the FBI admitted that it wasn't up to their standards of investigation, and they went with stuff that was not confirmed.
Absolutely, I agree with that, and it wasn't supposed to be.
No, come on.
The guy who wrote it put in his report, these are things I've heard while talking to Russian agents and Russian sources. He wasn't vouching. He was. He said he has no proof at which ones. He rated his faith in them on a couple of cases.
Then why was
it
a thing at all? Why do we spend 4 years or 3 years, 4 years of being investigated?
Because of all the Russian contacts they had that they lied about, Joe. Okay. That's why.
Well, Chris, we'll have to finish this on Monday. Call back and we'll debate some more. Hey, thanks everybody for participating all week long. Really enjoyed having you on. Hope to have you back next week. We'll be back Monday with more of On the Mark and WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.